Today's scripture comes from Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated.
Good morning, church. Can you hear me? Okay, I don't want to shout. First, I want to wish everybody a blessed Thanksgiving weekend. So today, this morning is a Thanksgiving Sunday. It's a very special day. So today we are going to welcome John Chua. I pronounce your name right, Chua. To transfer his membership to VCAC. We don't have anyone getting baptized this time. This afternoon, the whole church, mainly the Chinese congregation, they will have a baptismal service and membership transfer celebration in the afternoon. So there will be a whole day, there will be a celebration at church. I know that the Mandarin congregation is having a Thanksgiving lunch today. So it's a very special day that we come together to give thanks to the Lord, besides that we're going to get Monday off for most of us. And it is a very special day of the year, especially for us Christians. Thanksgiving Day was originated in Canada. The first Thanksgiving holiday in Canada was recorded on November the 6th, 1879. And then later on in 1957, and then it is officially declared a day of general thanksgiving to Almighty God for the bountiful harvest with which Canada has been blessed, to be observed on the second Monday in October. So that's how we have the Thanksgiving weekend holiday. We celebrate God's blessing on this day. In the U.S., they started their Thanksgiving Day on in 1621. That's where they first started their celebration of Thanksgiving. They celebrate for 3 days, and they want to count God's blessings. These Puritans, they came from UK, and they came to America. And first, when they came, it was cold. Many die of hunger. So the next year, when they have a harvest, then they got together and celebrate God's blessings. So Thanksgiving is a day or a time that we celebrate and thank God for what He has given to us. But how do you thank God? Right? You can thank me easily. You can buy me chocolate. So you do. You can take me out for lunch. You can buy me egg tarts for some people. That's how you thank people. But how do you thank God? He has everything. He's the one who provided us all the blessings. So how do you thank God? Well, we can make offerings, give back what God has given to us. We can sing, come to the church to sing, to serve, to work for the Lord, and or we just pray to God and give thanks to Him. So this morning we're going to look at Psalm 103. When I when I was preparing my sermon, I looked at most the sermons I found is on Psalm 100, that a lot of the pastors, preachers like to preach on the Thanksgiving Sunday is Psalm 100. So I picked Psalm 103 this morning. Psalm 103 doesn't seem to be a Thanksgiving psalm. And it is a psalm that we are really familiar with. Actually, we sing it a lot, isn't it? Bless the Lord, O my soul. So that's where that song, 10,000 Reasons, is based on. Psalm 103. And as I study this psalm the last few weeks, and I really find blessings in this, in the first five verses of Psalm 103. I was going to speak on the whole psalm, but I find there's too much, so much material in it. So this morning we're just going to look at the first five verses of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh my soul, bless the Lord. So how do you bless the Lord? We always say that the Lord will bless you, God bless you, because all blessings come from our Heavenly Father. All blessings come from God, even our life, not only our possessions. But how do you bless God? Have you ever wondered? I mean, we sang 10,000 Reasons many times. It's a song that I really liked. But how do you, as you sing the song, how do you bless the Lord? I mean, he's the one who bless you. How do you bless him? He doesn't need our blessing. So we look at, we analyze the each word here. The word bless here, barak in Hebrew, barak. The word bless here actually means to kneel, to adore, to be blessed, to cause to kneel, to praise. TWOT is a dictionary. To praise and to salute. So when the psalmist said, bless the Lord, it's not saying that we give some blessing, which we don't have any, to bless our Heavenly Father. So when the psalm says to bless the Lord, it means we kneel down, worship, adore, salute, to praise, to worship him. So our thanksgiving to God, the way that we bless him is to worship him. So worship is the most important event, time at church during the whole week. There are many meetings at church. Besides Monday, I come to church every day. There's always something at church. Every day, Tuesday is Alpha. Wednesday is a prayer meeting in the evening. Thursday, there's always some gatherings. Cornos met this past week. And then there's a Bible study group here, Candlelit Bible Study Group. And Friday night, the church is full of fellowship gatherings. And then Sunday, from Sunday morning, we have fellowship. Afternoon, we have worship. So there's so many meetings at church, Sunday school later on. But the most important event, program of the whole week is worship. So we have to treat worship very seriously, because it is a time that we bless the Lord, that we give thanks to him. So during this Thanksgiving time, we all know that we have to thank God. And the way that we thank him is to bless him, to kneel, to praise, to salute, to worship him. How often when we come to church on Sunday morning, we actually have this mentality, we are kneeling to God, to praise, to salute him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Nefesh, which is the Hebrew word. Soul, meaning soul, meaning breathing substance or beings. My desire, emotion, passion, the inner being of man. Within, with life in the blood, the man, the person himself, seat of appetite, activity of mind. So all this is meaning referring to soul, to our soul. So we bless the Lord, we worship God, not just with our mouth. It's easy to just sing, to say thanksgiving words to the Lord, but it is your worship has to come from your innermost, the innermost part of your life, your inside of your life, from your blood, from your mind, the seat of your appetites. Within me, this word, we're still on verse 1 of this psalm, our worship has to come from within me. Keras, the Hebrew word within me. So look at the dictionary again, meaning the inner part, the inward part, the physical sense, seat of thought and emotion. And it's very interesting. It also, this word can also mean the entrails, the inner organs of sacrificial animals. When we come to the Lord, we are like a sacrificial animal, an offering, our organs. So our praise has to come from our heart, our inside. That's the true praise and worship. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. All that is within me. Not just our lips we worship, but our whole body have to worship God. So brothers and sisters, we have to treat worship as the most important activity in the whole week, is to worship God. All our service ministries is not as important. They're all the ministries that we do at church, at home even, with our fellowship group, it's just to bring us to His time of worship. So don't treat worship lightly. We have to worship God with all that is within me, everything that we have within me. The worship most acceptable to God comes from a thankful and cheerful heart. So our thankfulness comes from our worship. So when we come and worship God Sunday morning, we are actually coming here to praise Him, to give thanks to Him. But are you this morning, when you come to church, do you feel you're being dragged by the Holy Spirit here? Because you feel that I have to come to church on Sunday. Or do you feel that it is a time that I can come before the Lord to thank Him? Ever since I became a Christian, I try not to miss any worship time. And when I look back, I very seldom get sick on Sunday. Usually I get sick starting on Monday. But I'm always able to come to church to worship since I was a student. But do you have this urge? I want to go to church to worship Him. Or you more see as a part of your Christian routines, I have to come here. Worship is when the heart is so full of God that the mouth has to speak. Pastor Tosa, that I have to come and worship Him. It's not because I have to, because I really want to thank God for the blessings He has given to us. So some years back, we went to Montreal. Anyone recognize this church? In Montreal, there are a lot of huge church buildings. If I remember right, this is the St. Joseph Church thing. But this church is huge. If you go inside, it is a tourist attraction. So when we were up the stair, the person in the red sweater, that's Cynthia Simo. So we were up the stair, and then at the center, there is a stair that's reserved. So, qui parle français? Who speaks French here? Hey, okay. Fiona, okay. So what does he say here? So I don't have to refresh my French 10. I did take 2 years of French when I was in high school. So what does he say here? On the knees, yes. For people who want to climb up to the church on their knees. So when I look at it, I said, this is probably just just for display, more for the show. Who is going to go to the church on their knees? I mean, I have trouble in even getting people come to the church. Never mind on their knees. If I said that everyone that come to the church and on your knee inside here, no one will come next week. They all stay home. But people actually climbing up the stairs to the church on their knees. My goodness. So this is for real. When we come to worship God, are we like these people here? We kneel in front of our Lord. How serious do we count our blessing? Worshiping God is not an activity. It's actually giving thanks to God. If we don't have this urge to worship Him at home or coming to church, it is a reflection that within you don't really have this thankful heart, isn't it? If you really want to show appreciation to somebody, like your parents, you really want to meet your parents, you really want to thank them, don't you? But why, when you come to worship God, we just don't have this drive. Sometimes I just feel it's an obligation. I have to go to church to worship Him on Sunday. It's so much work. I mean, there's so many other things I could do on Sunday morning besides sleeping. But if you really want to thank someone, you would look forward. You want to even kneel to come to worship God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. These are the two verses I want you to remember. We bless the Lord by kneeling, worshiping Him. That's how we say thank you. And verse 2, why we do not remember God's blessings? Because we forget none of His benefits. People are just forgetful. Someone do you a favor, you thank him, but very quickly we forget. God has given us so much blessings. So every day, Simo and I, we just count our blessings. We're so blessed that we're at our age, God's still using us. Maybe a bit too much, I said, spare me. Now we have a Saturday service. Yesterday, we have a Saturday candlelight service. And I said, why am I doing this? Now I feel that my week is only 6 days long, because all my life, I have a 7 day week. I look forward to worship on Sunday. So I wait for 6 days or 7 days, depending on how you count it. Now I can, because now I have two days of worship. Now my week, I feel like I only have 6 days. My week is only 6 days long. It seems to be so fast, and then it's Saturday. And I have 6 day long week, and then 8 days of week work in a week. But every day, Cynthia and I count God's blessing. God bless our two children. Have good jobs, bless us. At our age, God's still using us. We're still on overdrive. God still bless our church that we don't have to close down our church because of COVID. We thought about that 3 years ago. Are we going to close down our church for 10 years? But God bless us. We have to remember, count his blessings. Deuteronomy 8 will remind us to count God's blessing. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing forth in valley and hills. What? Water? We have lots of water here. We have to count the blessings of water. Yes, you have to count the blessings of water. Do you know how many lakes Canada has? You're going to be a young student here. How many lakes Canada has? Lakes. Okay, let's count. I'll tell you how many lakes we have here. Let's count from the number 10 country, Australia. It's very similar to us here. You know? It's a natural resource, commodity-based economy. Australia has 10,000 lakes. Then you go up to number 5 is Sweden. Has 22,000 lakes. Wow, that's a lot of lakes. And Canada has almost 1 million lakes. 87,000, almost 1 million. Okay. We have almost 1 million lakes. We have 4 times that of the U.S. U.S. has 100,000. We have 9 times as more lakes than USA. My goodness. So every 5 people, we own 1 lake here. Right? We have 40 million people. Right? Am I right? Yeah. So every 5 of us own 1 lake. And don't laugh. This lake's water is really, it's a commodity. We own 82% of the lakes in the world. And that's because at one time Canada was under a large ice sheet. That's why there's so many lakes. And also our water in Canada rated 2nd best in the world. Boy, proud to be a Canadian. A lot of countries, they don't even have clean water. God blessed us with so much a vast supply of water so that our electric cars are truly green cars. So our electric cars are not generated by coal, burning coal or nuclear. 75% of the electricity in France is actually generated by nuclear power. So when you drive an electric car, you're actually driving a nuclear power car, which is not exactly very clean. We are really blessed with so much fresh water. We are blessed with what? Let's go back here. What else we are blessed with? A land of wheat and barley, vines, fig trees you find in your neighbor's backyard. Well, we don't have a lot of these pomegranates, but we have blueberries. A land of oil and honey. Do you know that we at Canada is the 5th largest wheat producer in the world? A little. In terms of population, a little country. We are the 4th largest barley producer and the 2nd largest malt exporter in the world. Every year, Canada generated $1 billion from the export of barley and malt. And oil, well, we mentioned oil here. Okay, we don't have olive oil, a lot of it, but we have oil that worth a lot, you know. Depends on which petroleum association is based on. If you look at the British Petroleum Association, Canada has the world's 3rd largest reserve of oil. We have 172,000 million barrels of oil. We are just behind Saudi Arabia. We are so blessed here. But how come I cannot afford an apartment here? We are so wealthy. What's wrong? Well, that's another topic. You have to explore that yourself. But God really blessed us with oil, maple syrup, maybe not honey, We are so blessed here, more than you realize. A land where you will eat food without scarcity. You will not lack anything. We have iron. We are the seventh largest iron producer in the world. Do you realize that? We don't have a lot of copper, but five of the largest copper mines in Canada are in BC. I work on all of them, so I know. Well, we don't have tons of copper, but we're still a copper exporter. We generate a lot of wealth from the copper. We are so blessed in Canada here, more than you realize. When you have eaten and you are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord. Thank Him. Worship Him. Praise Him. Otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and live in them, and when your hearse and your cars multiply, your more than one cars, your silver and gold, all your stocks multiply, and all that you have multiplied, you accumulate a lot of wealth, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God. Have we forgotten where these blessings came from? God blessed you in many, many things. And then you start saying in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand may be this wealth. Because I study hard. That's why I earn a lot of money. I invest wisely. That's why I accumulated a lot of wealth. I bought many houses when it was only $100,000. When we first came to Canada, a house was only $20,000. You ask, when was that? Well, I tell you after the worship. Because you invested well, then you think that because of my power, my wisdom, that I have accumulated all this wealth. But you should remember, it's the Lord God who is giving you power to make wealth. It's only with gratitude that life becomes rich. It's not what you own. It is your attitude. You may own a lot, but you're not satisfied. I want more. It's never enough. I want more wealth. But when you count the blessings from God, it is this gratitude that really make you rich in your heart. Do not forget verse 3, 4, 5. The psalmist starting to teach us, to remind us, you have to remember who forgiven all your iniquities, your sins. When we first became a Christian, we count God's blessings. We are really serious in sharing the gospel with unbelievers. But after we become a Christian for some time, we lost the urge to tell people about this life-saving gospel. Author of Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Don't forget the hour that you first believed. How often you thank God that you are saved. Maybe during communion last week. But we should always remember who has forgiven our sin, who has brought us back to God, who gave us a new life. Do not remember, He heals all your disease. At the beginning of the COVID, we are all scared, we are all worried. We don't know if we'll be one of the victims. And the church was closed, but all the pastors had to come to work in the church. When the church reopened, people start coming in. We don't know if we'll contract the disease because we have to meet a lot of people. But God protected us from the disease. But very often, when the COVID is over, what COVID? In the beginning of the COVID, the church prayer meeting is full of people. We never, our record on prayer meeting is during COVID, that everybody come to prayer meeting. But when COVID slowly seems to die down, also the attendance at the prayer meeting died down. We forgot that it is God who protect us, to heal us from all disease. There were 10 lepers healed by Jesus. 10, only one came back to thank Jesus. One waited to see if the healing would last. One leper may think, was it really Jesus that healed me? One may think that, well, I was going to get healed anyway. You know, Jesus just happened to show up at the right time. Let us not be the other 9 people healed by Jesus. Count his blessings. Count his blessings. Do not forget the benefit that he redeemed our lives. He saved us. When we choose thankful prayer over wallowing in anxiety and worry, we are demonstrating an unwavering trust in God. Remember, he delivered us. Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with loving kindness and passion? I really like studying Psalms or Old Testament, because a lot of these poems, you can appreciate the beauty of the poems by looking at how it's parallelism, they call it. Right? Redeem is parallel to crowns. Pit, death, is parallel to loving kindness and compassion. Because there's no vowels in Hebrew, so the Hebrew poetry is based on parallelism. Right? So redeems, crown, pit, loving kindness. Pit meaning death. So instead of death, God gives us loving kindness and compassion. So I'm trying to recall, have I had any near-death experience? Not that many. Besides one time a tree fell on our house, but I wasn't there. So only since I was home, I wasn't there. But I remember when many years ago, me and some fellowship brothers and sisters, we drove to Penticton to visit a sister who was in the hospital. So our plan was to go there in the morning and came back on the same day. It is a long way to drive to Penticton. So we decided to leave really early. And since my car was really old, so we borrowed somebody else's new car to drive. And it's a very generous brother in the fellowship. So we drove his new car. I was driving very early in the morning, like 4 o'clock, because we want to come back at night. The same day, we don't want to stay there. So really early in the morning, we are driving, and I was driving. The car was five of us in there. And it's so early in the morning, it still was really cold. And there was like ice on the road. As you know, if you drive to Penticton, there are a lot of winding roads. And then I skied. I don't know how many of you have the experience of skidding on black ice on the highway. How many have? Oh, okay. Yes, okay, all right. And then I lost traction. And then it was a winding, there's quite a few curves there, and I lost traction. And then in that, it's about 1 or 2 seconds, suddenly my whole life just flashed back, just like in those movies. Because we may all die because of my right-hand side is a cliff. And then suddenly in that about 1 or 2 seconds, and I think, oh, are we going to all go down that cliff? And then start thinking, okay, how am I going to get back up from that cliff? How am I going to climb up there? What's going to happen to this car? This new car? that this generous brother from the fellows let us use it. And then what if everybody died except me? I feel really guilty. Because I was the one who caused the accident. And then it's just in 1 or 2 seconds, suddenly all these things just flash back. And then the other three people in the car realized that we hit the black ice and then we are skidding through the cliff. And then everybody so quiet and said, okay, are we going to go down that cliff? And then what do? I keep steering the other way, but the car keep going the wrong way. And then I remember when I was taking the driving lessons many, many years ago, the instructor told me once, if you skid, what do? You steer towards the direction of your skid, which is towards the cliff. So I decided, in a split second, I have to decide where should I listen to the instructor and steer my car towards the cliff. And then I decided to do that. So I steer my car. Okay, then I'll just go down there. So I steer the wheel towards the cliff rather than the other direction. And then it's about a few inches from the cliff. And then I feel that the car had the traction again. So I just quickly steer back the other way. And then all five of us, we were all really quiet in the few seconds. So I can only count off that's the closest near-death experience I have. But God, I'm sure God has protected you many times. Count the blessings. Do not forget God's love. His love is like in verse 11. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. The reason there that you never feel that God has care for you, you never feel that God has given you all these blessings, you never really feel that, why do I have to thank God? It's because you are so absent-minded. It's the same reason why you never thank your parents. What does my parents do? But if you sit down and count your blessings, every day, your parents giving you love, kindness. Every day, God is giving you love, kindness. It's just that we are so absent-minded. So that's why the psalmist reminded us, do not forget, count your blessings. To be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything he has given us. And he has given us everything. Every breath we draw is a gift of his. Every breath, even your breathing, your breath is God's blessing. And we have to bless him in return by worshiping him. Who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle? Years parallel to youth, good things parallel to renewed like the eagle. In the last few months, I preached on David, Psalm 1 Samuel 27. That David was in the bottom of his life in his relationship with God. But God brought him back in chapter 30. Once again, David, even though he gone astray from God so far away, but God brought him back and made him the king as he has promised. God will satisfy your years with good things and renew you, even though you may walk away from God. But God will, as he promised, he will give you an abundant life. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. An abundant life. Today, you feel that you are really down, away from God. I walked away from God many, many years ago. You may feel that I know God is there. I was one time very close to him, but I walked away from him. But the psalmist said that he will never leave you. He will renew your life, renewed like the eagle, and bless you with years of good things to come. Let's not forget the forgiveness of our sins, the healing of disease, redemption from the pit, crowning us with love and compassion, and satisfying our life with good things. Every moment of the day, there's blessings. Just that we have to count them. The reason that God gave everybody parents, that the parents are the closest to God's love on earth, not the spouse. Parents. Count the blessings from your parents. Then you can learn to count the blessings from God. It's one thing to be grateful, but it's another thing to give thanks. Grateful is just your feeling, but thanksgiving is what you do. That's from Tim Keller. We need to discover all over again that worship is natural to the Christian because it is a thanksgiving. Worship is not just a routine, Sunday routine, something that we have to do. It is an opportunity, a time for us to say thank you, to bless the Lord. As it was, worship is natural to the Christian, as it was to the godly Israelites who wrote the Psalms. And that's the habit of celebrating the greatness and graciousness of God. Use an endless flow of thankfulness, joy, and zeal. So in closing, I want to read this again, but I'm going to start reading verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits and blessings. The reason that you do not feel that worship is that exciting to you, because you do not count his blessings, his benefits enough. And if you do that, then you would experience this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, from all your innermost organs and all that is within thee, everything that's within you, you will bless his holy name. Let's pray. Father, help us this morning, all of us, to count your blessings, count your benefits, so that we can kneel before and worship you daily. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.